Hi, this is Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, and welcome to the show. I am so thrilled and so excited to be starting the new year with today's guest. Today's guest is Julian Michael, and Julian came on last January and did predictions for 2013, and not only was the show riveting, astounding, dumbfounding, absolutely spectacular, but during the course of this year, from 2013 to 2014, Julian's show has been replayed more than any other show on Unlimited Life and has been downloaded more by all of our listeners. And so I know that the results in your lives have just been just amazing, and the unfoldment of everything that he said. He is just such a genius and truly one of my very favorite people in the whole entire world. And it's incredible because sometimes I find myself just on any given day telling people how spectacular Julian is and how spectacular his information is, and I find myself really, I was talking to a friend today saying that I think he's the only person that I know, and I always say I know more people than anybody I know, that on a constant and a consistent basis, I tell people how amazing his work is. It is so accurate. It is so truthful. It is just so beautiful to have a gift in which you are downloaded truly one of the magnificent historical, natural things in the world, which is numbers. And so, Julian, I know that we've talked about him so often on this show, but for those of you that are new listeners, I just want to share a little bit about him. He is a numerologist. He is a life coach. He is a Reiki master. He's a hypnotherapist, a past life regression artist. He's a writer, and he has guided thousands and thousands of people to create and to materialize their heart's desires. And I really hope that you call in, because he would love to be able to do that for you today. He utilizes his special intuitive expertise and all of his alternative healing modalities, and he combines them with the sacred art of numerology. And with that, he helps reveal and help you fulfill really your true life destiny. It's absolutely amazing. He grew up in New York City, but he's really a child of the planet. He's one of these people, when you look at him, you just can see him in any country, in any world, in any moment, in any situation, in any time. He has this remarkable journey, experience, history, biography. When you read it, he had a mind-altering near-death experience when he was just 10 years old. And while he was healing, he began to communicate with the spirit world. So this is a natural gift. He graduated from City College in New York in psychology, in education, and in film, and then he relocated to Los Angeles, lucky for me, an opportunity that I had to meet him back in 1980, and then he entered into the business world in life, insurance, and marketing, and he studied with the masters in the fields of yoga and meditation, alternative medicine, and parapsychology, which is a phenomenon that we talk about often on this show. Back in 1986, he hosted a metaphysical radio show, and during that time, he came into contact with this renowned Brazilian teacher, and he began incorporating their various healings of techniques into his practices. So he was working with all these Brazilian teachers, and we talk about a global being, so he had information and was being taught from the outer worlds. He was being taught from his own natural instincts, and now he's being taught by the great masters in the world. In 1989, he studied hypnosis with Gerald Kine, who's his teacher and his mentor, to Dr. Brian Weiss, which was many lives and many masters, and he became a hypnotherapist with his skill sets, and he relocated to Brazil. And that's really where he studied and became a Reiki master. He worked with spiritual centers there, master healers, shaman, and when you look at his bio, you can just go on for days and hours, and each sentence is more riveting than the next. The fact that he spoke at the ECO 1992 World Conference in Rio de Janeiro with the Dalai Lama, with the political leaders of the world and the world celebrities. The fact that he is on all the top television shows, that he is the go-to person for what's happening on our planet, on our world, if it's ABC's Good Morning America, if it's Nightline, the CBS Early Show, all of these shows that you are so familiar with. And it's his work, it's his knowledge, it's his unique skill and talent that people are always looking for. And the reason that he's brought onto these top shows across the nation and across the world is because he's the best at what he does. And that's what we strive to do on this show, is to bring you the very best of the very best. And there is no one in the world that even comes close to Julian Michael when it comes to numerology. He is the very top of pinnacle in his field. And the fact that he so generously shares his time on this show is such a gift for all of us. So he did predictions last year, and we had so many people waiting for readings that he was so generous and was able to even work with people when we were off the air. And I know so many of you today are so excited and waiting for readings. And so I'm going to bring him on. I know that you're all just thrilled. So move forward onto the edge of your seat. He will tell you what we should be thinking about and looking for in 2014. And then if you're calling in, we definitely want to be able to help you and navigate your year, your life, your future, and how to fulfill your dreams. So with great pleasure, elation, admiration, respect, and all of the wonderful things that you can say about anybody who is just a tremendous gift to the planet, I welcome Julian Michael to the show. Julian, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Wow. It's 2014. 2 and 0. It's 2, 1. It's 3, 4. It's 7. We're in a 7 universal year, darling. You want to hear about that?
I absolutely
want to
hear.
Yeah, so I want everyone to look at a 7 or put a 7 down on a piece of paper. Now, you got it? All right. You got this vertical 1 with this horizontal line creating this arrow, right? Now also look at it as a parabolic antenna that's facing the earth, Mother Earth, Gaia consciousness. And then you have this arrow pointing to the planets, to the stars and beyond. What is the 7 all about? It's connecting with your Mother Earth, with your centeredness, with your foundation. And know this, that if you feel a little lost, just ask. Ask and the answer will come. Because 7 is all about faith and belief. As well as pointing to the stars, we're talking about connecting with the musical spheres of the universe, the 7 musical notes. We're talking about the 7 colors of the rainbow, your artistry, your creativity, this artistic genius that deserves to just come out of you so you can make a difference. The 7 chakras so you can understand how to balance yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, as well as spiritually, in order for you to communicate with that kundalini energy, which is so delicious. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting here listening to this. Just so you know, as a listening audience today, this is one of the rarest treats that I have ever had on Unlimited Life. I am in New York City right now, and Julian Michael is here in New York City, and the fact that we are in the same city, in the same state, in the same country, in the same year is just astonishing. So this is, you talk about all of the stars lining up for us, and it's really just one of the most brilliant things. So I invited Julian to be with me today. So we are actually here together. And so as he's sharing this information, I'm hearing all of this, which is just so powerful and so magical and so remarkable and so special. And so I love the fact that he's here. And I know that we've got people here that are waiting. And Chris, is there somebody that we want to jump on right away that has a really special question for Julian before we continue with the 2014 predictions?
Yeah, if you want to get to Hugh first, we have Hugh.
Hi, Hugh. Happy 2014.
And to you too, and Julian, my two favorite people.
Oh, Hugh, how wonderful to hear your voice. Hang on one second here, and I know that Julian is going to be so excited to talk to you.
I don't want to take too much time on the reading, but
how are you?
Wonderful. I want to just interject something real quick, because this is magical. And
please.
Both of you and Nicole work from your heart. I did too. But I first came into contact with you, Julian, after seeing a picture of you and Nicole. Now, today's the 11th. I believe you were taking Nicole to the premiere of Leonardo DiCaprio's movie, The 11th Hour.
That's right. And today being the 11th, Hugh, it's a master 11 day, as every day is a birthday, because it's 1 plus 11 plus 2014, and you add that up, and it comes out to a 19, which is a 1. So every day is a birth date, and yes, today's a master 11 day, and I write about that on my Facebook as well as my Twitter, Julie Michael, and I have a group called Numerology Pearls of the Day. So, Hugh, because there's so many people waiting, what's your birth date?
September 22nd, 1944, but I just wanted to do one other quick thing, and
please,
then you can... I came into contact with you on the telephone. Nicole had left a sweet message. She had left the country, and I came into contact with you on August 8th, 2008 for the first time, and I had mentioned, Nicole, you said she's out of the country. I said, yes, she's in Ecuador teaching the butterflies how to become more beautiful. And that's how we got connected. And I can't believe it's, you know, like going on 6 years.
Well, what's interesting, Hugh, and you bring up numbers, because Pythagoras is the father of numerology and mathematics, and he said everything in the universe is number, that number has a meaning. You mentioned the fact that we met 8-8-2008. Interesting that that's also the day of the Chinese Olympics. And the Chinese love eights, Hugh, as well as the rest of you people. They love eights because the eight is power. The eight is also circulation. The eight is infinity. The eight is all about money. So the Chinese put eights in their addresses when they can, or their telephone numbers. They even carry eights with them in their wallets, the form of an eight. So, Hugh, very quickly, your birth date, 9/22/1944. Your code is 9/22 is a 4, 1944 is a 9. So your code is 9494, because what we're talking about is that our birthdays are PIN numbers. We have PIN numbers to bank accounts, to computers. We have a PIN number to our soul's account, month, day, and year. Those three energies create the fourth energy, our main energy. This purports our talents, opportunities, lessons, challenges, what's happening to us in our life path this year, this month, this day. So you're a master vibration, Hugh, so you're here to gather people and bring everything together, and you're the one that makes it real. Your 9-4 of 22 is a 4. This is your last birthday was 2013, which is a 6. So you're in a 1 cycle, Hugh, which is all about new beginnings. You're planting seeds as well as taking your intent, taking your thoughts, taking your soul's and heart's desire. And this is a time to plant seeds and making it real for yourself.
Well, beautiful. And one final comment, another magical number. There's a blog, the word creativity777.com.
Yes.
It has three U.S. presidents mentioned on it. Nicole was mentioned in an article, America's New Transformational Economy. I think it's page 18 in the PDF files. That's describing our first meeting and letters to Robert Scheinfeld, who Nicole knows also. So thank you so much.
Okay, well, Hugh, thank you very much. Blessings to you. And have a wonderful 2014. Okay. Ciao.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Ciao.
Thanks, Hugh.
It's always wonderful to hear Hugh's voice. Hugh, thank you for being such a, you know, such a consistent caller. And I know that yourself, you're doing so much incredible work around the world, and you're such a connector of light and energy. And it's always just to see it, the joy to see your name come up, and just such a pleasure. So what a great way to kickstart the year. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Hugh.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here. So are you guys, how are you going to do another reading, or are you going to talk for a while?
We would love to do another reading. We've got so much information on the 2014, but I know last time we had so many people that were so eager and waiting, and so I really, at the top of the show, would love to get a few people in here. So, yes.
Okay, well, here comes 201 is Brittany. Hello, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hey. I love numerology. I just wish I understood it more, so that's why I called in.
Oh, I'm so glad that you did. You know, it's really funny because when I first met Julian, I knew nothing about numerology. I mean, and I'm not a numbers person to begin with. You know, I associate numbers with words or numbers with letters. And so numbers to me were always like these super scary things. And then I met Julian, and it was amazing. In 2 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, not only did numbers become my friends, but they became fun and things that I could play with. And now everything, from my finances to the way I see abundance, he's changed my concept of how I see numbers. And so
well,
I know
good,
he's
I don't
here.
Really, I was never good at math, so that's probably why I don't get it either.
You know, it's really funny because I used to say, you know, I'm terrible with numbers, I'm not good with numbers, I'm awful with numbers. And I have a friend of mine, Dr. Paul Sheely, who was a guest on the show, and he's just astounding. He's one of my favorite people on the planet. And I was saying that I'm terrible with numbers, and he said, Nicole, no, you're not. And I said, yes, I am. He said, let me prove it to you. He said, what's a 17-letter word for whatever? What's a 23-letter word? And he started doing crossword with me, and I started, you know, saying all these words, and he said, numbers are not your problem. You don't like adding columns. He said, but numbers are not a problem. And it just made me laugh.
Too.
But it was so true. But Julian's here, and he's so excited, Brittany, to do a reading for you. So hold on one moment.
Hi, Brittany. How are you, darling?
Hi, Julian. Nice to meet you.
What's your birthday?
It's 8785.
8785.
Yep.
Excellent. So your code is 87-1985 is a 5, so it's 87-8752. All right, darling. So the fact that you were born on the 7th, you understand all about the 7 and your magic, because 7s also are here to know how to be silent with themselves. And from this golden space, that's where your power lies, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, because you're a woman who needs space. So you tell your lovers, your boyfriend, your husband, whomever you're with, that I need my space in order for me to ruminate, meditate, and do what I need to do. And then I come out in the world and I share myself, yes?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
That's right. Okay. So now, having that 5, you're here to be flexible and free, and you're a teacher of freedom. Having the 8 of August, you're a businesswoman, so embrace business and prosperity, as well as all those laws that have to do with not only creating money, but also making a difference. And you're a peacemaker as a 2. You're a problem solver and very good with people because you really understand them on a very deep level, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And the cycle that you're in right now is also, I'm doing all this in my head, is a 3. Oh, so girl, this is like a time of joy and dance. Do you like to dance?
Yeah.
Yes, so dance. Go out there and dance, swirl. Move your body, move your mind. Allow yourself to be in this year of joy and expression and connecting with creative spirit in every which way. And have a good time. Don't take things so seriously.
Awesome. Is there a way to break it down easier? Because I get so confused because so many people have so many different ways of, you know, doing master numbers and different numbers.
Yes, Johnny.
So I kind of get a little bit confused with that stuff.
I sometimes get confused myself, darling, with everyone coming in with all kinds of different philosophies on numerology. That's why I just try to keep it as simple as possible. It's a PIN number. Your birthday's a PIN number, and your name at birth is your blueprint.
An analogy.
Right, and each letter corresponds to a number, and then you have missing numbers, so that's connected with the fact that what's been going on in previous lives and what you're here to bring into this life, and your challenges are there as well. And I'll be more than glad to talk to you further, or you can even go to my website, julianmichael.net.
Yeah, I would love to.
Yes, and I also have my January newsletter up, and also, as I mentioned, Facebook and Julie Michael, Twitter, Julie Michael 11, and I always tell people, while I'm here on this planet, take advantage of me.
No.
All right,
darling.
Yeah. Blessings to you.
Such a subjective
okay. That
I love,
okay.
So thank
Ciao.
You.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany. And I love that he said that it's a PIN number, you know, that it's your PIN number. And it's such a blessing to hear that and to know that everybody has a unique and extraordinary number. And they say that there are certain things in life that they talk about being on God's time. Like the minute that you're born, even though you might know a baby's due on a certain day or whatever, but the minute the baby comes or the exact day the baby comes or the minute you fall in love, that there are certain things that are unique to you. Nobody else is going to fall in love in that very moment the way that you're going to fall in love. And no other baby is going to come into the planet the way that you came into the planet. And so we all have this unique pin. And the fact that Julian is able to actually take that unique pin and be able to share with you your life, you know, the properties of who you are, the beauty and the essence and the core of your soul, and then what's happening in your life, the good, the bad, the highs, the lows, the whys, the trials, the tribulations, and not just for individuals, but that the energy has a birthday too, and that the energy has a planet because everything that's alive, and that's when he talks about 2014 are the predictions for the year and what's happening, and it's so incredible to me, and every time I hear him speak, I'm so amazed. And you know, we talk about the fact that his show is the single most replayed and listened to and downloaded show on Unlimited Life, and how many people, and I cannot tell you myself how many times I'm doing dishes, doing laundry or whatever, and I just listen to Julian's show, and every time I replay it, I hear it like it's an entirely different show because he has so much information to share. And I'm constantly learning and growing from him and utilizing and using everything that he's sharing in my life. And it's helped me enormously. I'm just so happy. And let's do, Chris, one more, and then we're going to talk about the planet. And then we still, if you've got people waiting in line, we absolutely will get to you. So don't feel we're not getting to you, but I just want to be able to share a little bit about what's happening in our world today because that will help us all, and then we'll come back to people. But I know we have such a list. So who's our next guest?
Our next person is 914, is Helen. Hello, Helen.
Hi, Helen. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
Oh, it's such a pleasure and such a joy to have you here. So Julian, as you've been listening to me speak, is such a special guest. And I'm so thrilled that you've called in and that he's going to be able to share with you. And so I'm not going to take a lot of your time. I'm going to let him talk to you and really unfold your life in such a beautiful way. And then we're going to jump in and talk a little bit about 2014, which I know you should be listening to because they all work together. It's like this grand puzzle of life. Oh, no, one moment. And I know he's right here just biting at the bit to talk to you.
Hi, Helen. How are you, darling?
Hello, Julian. You
What's your birth date?
My birth date is 9-4-68.
9-4-1968. So your code is 9-4-1968. Comes out to a 24, which is a 6. 9-4-4-6-1. Wow, girl. With your H, and H is your first letter of your name. And for everyone, that's known as your foundation letter, your first letter. So the H is your eighth letter of the alphabet. And if you look at the H, it's an 8. So right away you come in with power, darling. And every vibration embraces your power as well as how you delegate this power with people and how you yourself circulate this energy. The E is your first vowel, so it's all about energy. It's all about flexibility. It's also about you connecting with different people and cultures and customs and all of that stuff. Is that true?
It is true.
Yes. So you're a 9-4-6-1. That's your code. Your main energy is a 1. You have an underlying 19. So what this means is the fact that you're always around people who are making a difference, and you're also around people of power. And you're here to learn how to stand on your own feet because you're the person who's in power. You're the leader. You're the person who has the vision. You're the one who's here to learn how to create a team around you. Because if you do things by yourself, darling, you'll get burned out and depressed, and then you go into a spin. Yes?
That's very true.
Yes, and at 27, 28, you went through a huge period of transformation because you have that 9 in September, and that 9 is all about working with people, working with humanity in a way different than others because you yourself have gone through a lot in your childhood growing up, all kinds of abuses and misuses and all kinds of stuff, and you were here to learn how to let that go, emotion release, realize that everyone has their pattern, their programs from their parents and parents' parents and cultures and government, society and all that and more. And you're here to let that go, emotion release it. And you did, and then you became a teacher of love, a social worker. And that's that 6 in 1986, a person who is here to teach love to others, opening their hearts, opening up their minds. And you're a 1, darling. So this is misuse and abuse of power with that 19 from previous lives in this life. So you're here to understand that you have a choice. You could be the happy dictator that you were in previous lives, and sometimes it kind of like creeps up in this life. Or you're the one who is the leader, the Christopher Columbus, Helen Columbus, who explores and pioneers and goes where no human being has gone before. And you're here to tell that story and to share it. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Good. And also at the same time, you're in your revolution right now. So in your revolution, sometimes it seems like you have no ground to step on. So this is an amazing time right now in 2014 to have faith and trust in who you are and what you are and what you're doing. And it's very important that you access your spiritual teachings. Yes?
That's good to hear. Yes.
All right,
very good to hear.
Blessings to you.
Thank you very much.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Helen Christopher
Thanks, Helen.
Columbus.
Helen Columbus, I'm going to go by that now.
I love that. I love the fact that he hit on the exploration and the change in your life. Do you feel that last year was a time of change for you?
I do feel like this is a time of change. It's actually really good to hear because I'm about to embark on a new business. So that was really great to know.
Oh, it's such an exciting time. It's so amazing that numbers can just pop up and say, this is what happened in your life, and this is who you are, and this is, I mean, it's such an amazing journey. The first time that I was talking to Julian, he was just telling me things about myself, and I was astounded because he was telling me things about my childhood and my life and things that are the way that I handle situations or dreams or visions that I have. And the fact that one's able to do that, and it's almost like cherry picking from the sky and saying, okay, so where do my dreams come from? Where do my visions come from? Where does my heart want to go? You know, what have been my hurdles in the past or obstacles in the past, and how can I navigate so I'm not stepping on mines this year? And the fact that when you have an opportunity to call him and really, you know, do a life reading with him and do some work with him, it's just incredible. And then he couples that with, you know, all of his past life stuff. And he's got so much skill and so much talent. And Chris, I know that we have just a huge list of guests that are waiting, you know, to talk to Julian, but I would just like to take just a couple minutes and share on the year. I know last year we were talking about Obama, we were talking about the election, and we were talking about the end of the Mayan calendar, and there is so much going on last year, and Julian shared with us. And it was incredible because everything he said happened exactly the way he said it happened. And so I'm so thrilled. I'm sitting here just waiting for him to tell us a little bit about this year, this incredible year, 2014, and also this very particular day, which is the 111. And I love him to talk about that as well because today is a master day. So if you are calling in on today, you have no idea how clear this information is and how important it is that you be calling today and hear this for your soul, for your self-purpose, for your vision, for your heart, and for the all of your journey. So this is the best day you ever could call in on a show to get this information. So let's hear a little bit about the 111 and then this incredible year that we're just stepping into right now, that it's almost like the yellow brick road right under our feet into the land of Oz as we're at 2014.
I can also just sit here and just listen to Nicole because she's such an amazing exemplar on so many different levels. Okay, so back to the seven. So 2014, and if you add that, it's a seven. So this is a very mystical time. On the seventh day, God rested. And this is all about us connecting with our deeper, deeper selves. And it's very important for us to understand our divine script, our evolutionary design, and be empowered by this, by us understanding more of who we really are and why we're here. And numerology, astrology, all these divinations, all these forms, they do this for us. Also, again, the seven is a mindful time. In order for you to meditate, to pray, to do whatever you need to do in order for you to connect with yourself on deeper levels and connect with your inner voice and have faith and trust in that voice, following your heart, and in being mindful, understand and know how to commune and communicate with others. Listen. Listen to what people are saying. When you're reading, go beyond the words. What are the words not saying there? Go beyond that. As well as when a person speaks, listen to what is not being said. Be mindful. Be aware of your environment. Again, that seven has that parabolic antenna that faces Mother Earth. It's very important to understand what you eat, so you are. As you think, so you are. Be mindful of all the foods that go into your divine temple. From the foods to the fruits to the vegetables to the grains. We still have choice to eat organic, to drink organic. I would suggest take that choice. Or as I say, if not, then there's a good chance that you might be depopulated in 2014. Also, mindful of your thoughts. You are your thoughts. Be aware of being mindful with yourself and your words and your thoughts and what you're doing. Take the time, at least a few precious moments every day, and converse with God. Converse with your angels. And I say that this is an amazing time to access the teachings of Christ and Buddha, Mary Magdalene, Merlin, all the Templars, to Einstein and Tesla, as well as the great artists and transformers and minds that have been on this planet and continue to be. And don't even also just access the teachings. Ask them to be with you, to walk with you. Let's go, Buddha. Let's go, Christ. Let's go, Mary Magdalene. Let's go shopping. Let's do this together. Connect with spirit. Seven has to do with spirit, our creative spirit, as well as the invisible worlds. So we can understand that the invisible worlds are here to be visible. It's a fine veil that is now forming. It's important as we, the way showers, to understand how to take that bridge to walk and talk amongst the invisible in the visible. Very quickly, 1 through 9, because people are asking and texting here about 1 through 9. Okay, 1 is the self. 1 is, wow, I'm a 1. Okay, I'm here to learn how to stand on my own feet, be a leader, be a visionary, and take charge. Okay, 2, union, cooperation, the peacemaker, diplomat. Okay, now, 1s can be egotist. 2s can be very selfish instead of being selfless and arbitrative. 3, is the child of the universe. It's expression, it's communication, it's the arts, it's the voice. Very important in that energy to create. Four. Look at a window right now. Look at a door. Four sides. Organization, managing, as well as there's discipline there, this form, right? Work, ethic, as well as the four is also a door for you to go through and connect with people who are movers and shakers, to connect with other worlds, other dimensions. Infinite opportunities are there. Four is also the father energy. Two is also the feminine mother energy, that high priestess energy. Five, in between one and nine. Why does numerology work in one through nine? Because after 9 months, the human being is born, and then we go back to the cycle of 10, which is one. So the five is right in between that. It's the medium point. If you look at the five, it's a inverted C, and that inverted C is connected with the past. So that's your history. So you connect with history. You access what serves you. And then you look at the five. There's a pause. And then there's a one with this 90-degree turn. Five is take what you need that serves you. And just when you think you're free comes the transformation and transmutation. Because five deals with freedom. Freedom of expression. Freedom of your ideas. Progressive thinking. Okay, movement, as well as the head, the shoulders, the feet, the body of the human being, the five senses, the five elements. It's the vibration of the shaman, the kundalini energy, the hierophant in tarot. The six, let's look at the six. The six is a zero with this arm of protection over it. That zero represents the circle. It's the ring. In Roman times, they created the ring. Why? Because it was a symbol of love. So sixes are the romantics. They're the ones who show us the beauty, who show us a beautiful night sky, who open our hearts. The sixes also has the mouth there. They're the teachers. They're the speakers. They're the artists. It has that protection, that arm of protection. And sixes love to serve. They're responsible for their family, for their fellow human beings. Seven, here we are, 2014, in this seven. It's all about magic, my friend. It's all about mysticism. It's the seven of your passion and compassion for yourself, as well as making a difference in reminding people that, yes, there are invisible things walking and lurking and all that stuff, but be fearless. Be fearless and embrace and have faith and belief that spirit is so much a part of ourselves. Why? We're spirit. We are spirit. We're here to understand how to be in this physical world as spirit. Hello? Yes. The eight. Two zeros on top of each other. Bottom zero is your physical material world. The top is your spiritual, mental, intuitive world. There needs to be a balance, or one goes off and the other one goes off to the movies or something. And then you have that eight, which is all about balance and equipoise between these worlds. Circulation. Eights need to circulate. Also, it's money, it's power, it's authority, it's stocks, it's banks, it's bonds. Turn it horizontally. What do you have, my friends? The mother's breath. A metaphor to nurture, give soul force, soul juice unto human beings. Horizontally, what do you have? You have the vibration of infinity, where you have access to the infinite worlds. Turn it on its side. What do you have? The DNA. Yes? So you're here to have and understand all these gifts of the eight. The nine, the last vibration, it's all of the vibrations one through nine, the nine is. As well as it's a one, look at the form. Look at the one with this zero, which is the zero from the eight. Aha! That spiritual, mental, intuitive world is right there. Being one with the divine, being one with God. But the nine is always challenged because You have all kinds of stuff going on because you're a teacher of love, but you need to understand how to emotionally release and forgive and not hold on to stuff. Why? It's toxic. It's poison. It's cancerous. It will not only delay you, it will destroy you. And then you have the master numbers, 11, and today is the 11th, and it's a day of light. The word light, L-I-G-H-T, comes out to a 29-11. Today is a day of connecting with your light, light intelligence. When I wrote something for Yahoo Shine, I asked them, do you want the regular version or spiritual version? They say, whatever version you want, Julian. And I said, okay, light is an 11, and light is connected with the angelic realms. So when you see an 11, and all of you have seen 11-11s everywhere on clocks in the last years, possibly even today, it's an angel asking you and telling you, hi, how are you doing? And just want to say that we love you and make a wish on the 11. Okay.
Wow. It's interesting that Julian said that because I cannot tell you how many of my friends, and Chris, this might be the same for you, that see the 1111. They tell me all the time, well, I'll be in the car with them and all of a sudden the car clock will change or we'll be somewhere and all of a sudden, you know, the kitchen clock will change and they'll say, I see that all the time. I'm always seeing those numbers. And, you know, and I know universally that people are seeing that 111 now.
Everything for me is 11. My life path, my everything. It's amazing. My whole life, everything has been 11. Even by fluke, my blog talk radio, like username, curious listener, 14141411. You know what I mean? Each of my birth names on their own, 11.
I'm going to have Julian address that. Chris is saying that everything for her has been 11, even her blog talk, her name, that 11s have been.
Go ahead, Dora.
My last four digits of my show on BTR even adds to 11. My last four digits of my Google phone is 4747, 11-11.
Time to embrace your angel, darling. It's time for you to say hello. It's time also for you to also work with them. Because that's what it's all about. They are asking you and empowering you and opening the doors and opening up a channel for you to work with these realms in order for you to be even more creative and prosperous in your life. Yes?
Yeah, it's been uncanny. You know, my first address as a kid, 5511.
There
you
go.
Know what I mean? Like,
yes,
you name
it.
It can
go on and on and on. And
yeah,
for you,
for sure.
As well as others, it's time for us to understand that angels are amongst us.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Blessings.
I love it, Chris, that it's part of your life and that you have that 11. When Julian and I had talked about doing the show today, and I said, Julian, you know, I really want you to be on the beginning of the year because last year you kicked off our 2013 and people loved it and we really want to bring you back. And we looked at the dates and we said, that's the 111. And Julian said, that's the day I want. That's exactly the day I want. And the fact that I'm in New York and that we actually get to share space and air and be in the same room while we're doing this for me is incredible. And I'm always, when I listen to Julian on the radio or when I see Julian on television, I'm always so blown away by his knowledge, by his spirit, by how quickly and easily things come to him. I've seen him just walk into a room of a speaker that we don't even know. We've been at conferences that we've walked into random speaker rooms, and somebody on stage will say, that's Julian Michael. And in the middle of a speaker speaking, Julian will say hello to the room, and just people in the audience will, like, raise their hand and say, can you help me? And I've seen Julian on the spot just change people's lives, help people unfold their lives, help people grow their lives, launch their careers, fall in love, say yes to love, whatever that is. I mean, it's amazing. But when I listen to him on the radio and I watch him on TV, and there's always this yearning that I want to get closer, I want to be closer. And so the fact that he's sitting here with me now, you have no idea. I'm grinning ear to ear because I get to watch his mind process all of this, and I get to watch this firsthand. And for I wish you all had, wherever you are, video cams into the studio that we're at right now and into this room, because just my face is so lit up. And just in watching him do this is remarkable. It really is. And if you see the way that he writes so quickly, I think that he could win any writing contest. And then in his head, how he is able to, it's like watching little bells go off. What is this? On the Mickey Mouse, you know, they have the Christmas things where it's like ding, 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 and, you know, it's a small world and everything goes at one time, and you're watching all of the different countries spin, but there's one through line. The song, It's a Small World, and people love that ride, and it's the same thing where all of these different things are spinning inside Julian, all of this different information, all of these different songs, all of these different countries, all of these modalities of healing, but the through line is the light, the energy, the magic. And as he's talking about this year of magicians, when he called us just at the very end of the last show and said, okay, this is 2014, these last 5 minutes, and he was talking about that this is the year to access magic, that this is the year to access not just, you know, the magic outside. We're not talking about hocus pocus and go get a cauldron and some Isaac Newton peacock feathers and things like that. We're talking about, he's saying here as he's sitting here, the internal magic. But when he was talking to me, he's talking about Galileo, and he was talking about Beethoven, and he's talking about Einstein, and he was talking about Da Vinci, and he was talking about connecting to the access of that universal information. And it's interesting because for myself, in my own life, I always think about life as a chandelier. And I always think that there's this one source of divine energy, and each of us are individual lights. And some of the bulbs may be burned out, or we just need to twist them a little or re-energize them. But we're all connected to this divine source. And he's saying that this is the year that we, all of those lights are going to light up. It's like flipping a switch on the wall, and all of a sudden that chandelier lights up, and all of your individual lights that are connected to divine source are being lit this year. This is your time. And so if there's ever a time, and, you know, Helen calling in, that, you know, we talk about changing careers, changing lights, you know, that this is a new time to start a new venture. It's a new time to write that book, to get married to that person that you love, that you've been with for years. You know, this is the time to actually step into your destiny, to step into your visions. It's almost like you cannot fall because the year has given you everything you need. When I was a kid and I was growing up, I grew up on a balance beam. I'm a gymnast, and so for me, my life, I would start here and I would land there. And I'm always taking all of the mats out from under the beam, because I know if there are no mats, I'm landing right back on the beam and there's nowhere else I'm going. And I've always been very focused that way. But when your kids, they start you on a practice beam, and the practice beam is a little balance beam they actually put on the floor. And if you fall, you just step off and you step right back on, and you step off and you step right back on. And there's really nowhere to fall on a practice beam. It's carpeted and it's right on the floor. But it gives you a line, follow this line. And so what Julian is talking about this year is that 2014 is like a practice beam. You cannot fall. You're given this little, you know, a place to say step forward, move forward, and this is, you're going from here to there, but you cannot fall. The world is carpeted. There is a floor under you called magic, universal light, and he's saying, and there are challenges, and just challenges, but we can overcome any challenge and every obstacle and every barrier with light. And he's saying that they're there, and he'll talk about them, and they'll probably be magnified, because it's the same as when you become famous, you know, that anything that you do just becomes bigger. If you had a drug problem, now everybody knows it. If you, you know, are out of integrity, now everybody knows it. And so this year, everything will be magnified. So whatever those challenges are, we get to face them, but we get to burst them like bubbles and make them go away and have this magical life. And so I'm so excited he's going to talk about that. And Chris, I'm so elated that you are the 111 girl.
I know, and it keeps going. You know what I mean? It keeps going. It keeps going and keeps going. So, I love it. You know what I mean? I mean, the last job that I got, I got an email. I still have the email timestamped, and it's timestamped 1:11 p.m. And they were asking me to come to an interview at room W111. I knew at that precise second that I was going to have that job because it was 111. And I wound up working in that office bank 111. Honest to God, I walked out of an airport and I looked the first license plate I saw was a personalized license plate 1111. Like everywhere I look, everywhere I go, it's really amazing. I just always smile, you know what I mean, and so I just think it's awesome.
And I love the fact that he told you that that means there are angels with you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a common, I mean, we'll be on my show. It'll be of course, I'm on at 10 p.m. Eastern, and so, we cover, I'm on the air, at 11 p.m. Eastern, which is 9:11 my time, but then by the time 11:11 my time, we hit 11:11 in a few time zones during my show, and usually somebody's paying attention and saying, oh, make a wish, and everything like that. So it's very cool, very cool.
I love that, and I love the idea of angels. I know last night I was flying to New York, and I almost didn't make my flight. There was, the cars were in love in Los Angeles, and they were all kissing. And so I was in Friday traffic, and I was on my way. And so, of course, you call in the angels. You say, okay, Raphael, you handle the car, and Gabrielle, you do the horns, whatever that is. And Michael, do the strength and the protection to get me there safely, And Metatron, I'm calling in all of my angels to make my flight. And then I got to the airport perfectly. I mean, I had plenty. I thought I was never going to make my flight, and I had plenty of time. And then I laughed at the airport because I'm like, they're always with me. I don't need to call them in.
Mm-hmm. You're reminding me of when I was coming back from England. Against all odds, there had to be some real serious spiritual intervention on my behalf, and there was just some gale force winds and everything else at Manchester, and we were really delayed in leaving from Manchester to Heathrow, and Heathrow was my takeoff spot to get all the way home. And I was already one flight to Manchester. So, the idea is that I needed to make that connection. And we got off this plane, and, the plane ride was so violent that people were, getting sick and screaming and everything. And all I was doing was sitting there. I was, calling on this medicine woman I know and my elder, my Cree elder. And I'm, going, come on, you guys, I need your help here. And so we land, and we get onto this bus that's supposed to take us to our terminal. And we all get on, and there's a whole pack of us that are trying to connect to this flight to Edmonton, we had heard all the rest of the flights were being canceled because of the winds and all this. Well, we get on the bus, he lets us off and takes off, and he took us to the wrong terminal. And I'm like, you guys, he took us to the wrong terminal. And everyone's standing there deer headlights. I look up, I see a sign. I go, we got to go this way. So we go this way. We get into an elevator. The elevator closes halfway and won't close. It opens again. Blah, blah, blah. We get on, we get off. We get to some stairs. We go, we get another elevator. It's the same elevator, you guys. Well, by that time, I took off. I go, I'm going this way. One lady followed me. I don't know what happened to the rest of them, and we were in the underground tunnels or something and just hoofing it, you know. I'm packing about 60 pounds in my backpack on my back, and we're going. And we get to the terminal, and then I stop at one window. The other lady that followed me stops at another window, and the lady I talked to says, go talk to that lady at the gate right there. Meanwhile, I walk by this other lady. She's being told there's no hope. They've already closed the gate. I go, never mind her. We got to talk to that lady. So we go over to that lady, and we're
amazing.
Blah, blah, blah. She calls us a car to drive us to the place. You know, they hold the plane, and the two of us get on, and we make the plane. No one else made the plane, and there's no way that we should have made that plane. You know?
That's an amazing story, and it's such a great story because we all have those moments in our life. I mean, it's funny because my flight last night was 8:11 was the time of the flight. That's actually what time I flew. But we all have those moments that we think, this is impossible, and that's why we have the show Unlimited Life, because yes, you can live an unlimited life. And yes, having the tools and having the techniques and having the knowledge of infinite spirit, of numbers, of the angels, of all of these things that are at our fingertips. They're around us all the time. And those that choose to listen and follow, like you did, you know, and I'm so proud of you for doing it. I'm so proud of that woman for following you, and lucky her, that, you know, that we can live an unlimited life. And that's why I think it's so extraordinary to have Julian here. And I'm just, from now on, you're my 111 girl. I just absolutely love it. Thank you for sharing the story. And I know Julian wanted to talk a little bit about the challenges, but do we have somebody that was waiting right
there
now?
There is another caller waiting, yes.
Yes. And who do we have here?
We have Sharon at 865. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. First, I want to welcome you to the show, and then for all those that are listening, it's interesting because Julie and I individually are known to blow out circuits everywhere. We blow out watches, we blow out clocks, we can go into any place. We are not invited to Apple and Google ever, but we blow out circuits, and today we are working together, and all the computer lines where we are at are down. We even had an emergency backup line that was put in for us that went down as soon as we started the show. Yes. And so all of the we're just not online. But all of the technology around us, every single thing has gone out with the two of us together. So, Chris, we so love that you are here navigating the waters with us today. And it is so much fun for us because I have watched like 7 different computers, every single line that has gone in has just combusted being with us today. So that makes me smile because then I know how powerful and clear this energy is. So, Sharon, you couldn't be on a better day.
Thank you very much, and thank you all for taking my phone call today.
No, it's my honor and my privilege and my absolute pleasure, and Julian is just here, just smiling, so eager to talk to you.
Hi, Sharon. How are you, darling?
Hi, Julian.
What's your birthday?
3/27/1959.
You're 396. With double nines. Very intelligent, darling. You have the 369 Trinity, which is that of creativity, as well as you're a people person. But there's a shyness there. What are you doing for a living?
Presently, I'm a substitute school teacher.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Well, that's your grace, and you really understand and know people as well as you open up the minds and hearts of the kids that you work with. And yet at the same time, there's more that you'd like to do, and you feel like you're limited by the time of the system, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you do anything artistically on the side? Do you write? Do you take photography?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Photography. Writing,
you're into
and,
photography, yes. Okay.
Jewelry.
Continue to do the photography. And also, you like to move around. You like to travel, yes?
Yes, very much so.
And it's not just traveling for just taking a trip. You travel because you connect with the cultures and the customs of the people, as well as you also connect with what is going on a soul level with the people that you connect with, yes?
Very much so.
Yes, you're extremely intuitive, and it's very important, darling, that you listen to and have faith and belief in what you're hearing, especially in this year of 2014, especially after your birth date, because you're going into a very extraordinary time. You've gone through some hard times in the past year, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Almost
yes,
on the point of a nervous breakdown, yes?
Close.
Yes, and things are relieving themselves slowly, not as fast as you wanted them, but things are starting to clear up. You're seeing the light after the tunnel, as well as you had to let go of certain people, as well as experiences and things, and find it in your heart to emotionally forgive. Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
Big time. Yes. And what I'd like you to do now is, in these next months, I'd like you to create a treasure map in regards to what is it that you'd like to plant, what is it that you'd like to renew yourself with in regards to this next year of 2014, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. What a blessing you bestowed upon me today.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sharon.
Thank you. And Nicole and Chris, thank you both as well.
Yes. And I'd like to say something about challenges right now with the 2014. Nicole, is there anyone listening for... Is there anyone listening out there?
Yes.
Oh, they are? Okay, all right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because things are flashing and all kinds of things are going on here. And in New York, we're in a fog, so it's an amazing, amazing time right now. The challenge is worry. When we worry, we block. So if you're worried about something or somebody or some experience, stop it. Stop worrying, you're blocking. I suggest bless. Start blessing the people, the experiences, and what you're thinking about. Also in this seven, the challenge is the fact that the seven has to deal with the mind and thoughts, as well as the imagination, which is a doorway to the intuition and the psychic energies. The challenge here are the vices of drugs and alcohol, as well as other vices that challenge us and embrace us not to think clearly.
Julian, when you're talking about, you know, the artist, and you're talking about the vices like drugs and alcohol, it's interesting that you would be talking to me about Galileo or Einstein or Beethoven or Bach or... Because so many great artists that, you know, their fragility, I guess is a good word to say, is that we have those crossroads.
Yes.
When we feel so much and when we see so much that sometimes feeling is scary instead of feeling being, you know, wonderful and, you know, wondrous and brave. I remember the first time I was scuba diving. I was mesmerized because I didn't know that there were those colors in the world. There were colors that I never had the opportunity to see. But sometimes people that are so artistic or so open, everything comes in at once. And so, you know, when you say that these are the challenges, are you saying, okay, be aware that challenges can come and not to be scared by them because they're actually beauty and light and you're seeing and feeling, which is like the grand gift?
They're grand gifts. Everything is a gift. Everything has consciousness. Even our thoughts, even our negative thoughts. When I have negative thoughts, when I go into that those areas of myself, I listen. I don't fight the thoughts anymore. I listen. And I say, well, thank you for sharing. I love myself. I'll take that into consideration. When you're doing any kind of vices, and I'm not only talking about illegal drugs, I'm also talking about pharmaceutical drugs. It's very important for us to understand that we have this amazing body, this temple of God, and how to treat this energy, this Merlin Morgan, this exemplar, this universe that is us in this 2014, this year of mysticism and mystery and magic and just soaring beyond the stars and beyond. But yes, there will be challenges, and be mindful and realize that the drugs, the alcohol, everything has consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And just be the silent witness. Be the person who steps back, and before you do what that energy wants you to do, just think about it, feel it. Ask yourself, is this something that is good for my temple? For my mind, my body, my spirit,
wow.
Who I am.
That's such a beautiful thought. It's interesting that you say that because that's really how I live my life. You know, I believe if we're one with all things, we're one with all things, and that's Hot Fudge Sundays and whatever. Like, all things is all things, and all things is not all things and not pizza, you know.
Yes.
All things and not as any person. All things is all people, all things. But then you always, you know, look at whatever that is in your life, whether that be a job, an opportunity, a person, you know, anything that's in front of you, and you say, is this good for me, my soul, my beingness? Am I being filled with light and joy, or as the Passion Test teaches, is this bringing me one step closer to my passion,
and we have
my joy,
allies.
My life?
Yeah, we have allies, not only prayer and meditation and Pilates, and you know about that, darling, but also water, the sea, take walks on the water, drink water, lots of water, because we are water, pure, wonderful water, H2O. There's oxygen in water that oxygenates and rejuvenates, regenerates our tissues, our organs, our cells, our atoms, our whole being. Also, we have nature, Mother Earth. When you walk, know that you're massaging Mother Earth, and she's very grateful for your massage.
Mm.
Also, go and hug a tree. Go and hug a tree, and know this, that next time you hug a tree, acknowledge that the tree are passages to mystic worlds, that the roots are connections with Mother Earth, Gaia consciousness. Next time you hug a tree, just close your eyes and enjoy the journey wherever the tree takes you.
Mm, that's such a beautiful image. I love your images. I really do. And I know I've got a couple of really, you know, odd questions to ask that I just want to be able to share with all of our listeners. But February is bridal season, at least here in the United States and in many countries that are listening as well. And I know that we're bringing you on separately on the bridal show, but there are a lot of listeners here that are getting married in February and as the season is coming about. And if you're on the other side of the world and it's now summer and you're getting married in summer there, when someone changes their name,
mm-hmm.
does that change their destiny or their vibration or who they are? How does that work?
When you change your name, this is the name that now you've chosen for your new identity, and this is what you're putting out, not only to, let's say, if you're changing your name in your marriage, or you're changing your name because of your you're an artist, or you just want to change your name because you're tired of your name and you feel like you want to change your name. Jesus changed the names of the apostles when he met them when they were fishermen and they became apostles. So he changed their way of thinking, of being, of living by just changing the name. So when we change our name, it's a huge step forward. But it's important to understand and know what the vibration of that name is. That's where people like me come in, to let you know, okay, now you've added this letter, or you've now taken this away, or you've put this vibration in, and this is what it means. Mm-hmm. I work with companies that want their names, or I work with as well as people who are having a child, and I take the responsibility of helping them choose a name. Even though we are the ones that choose our name, and our parents are conduits, because the name is a very sacred code. As Pythagoras, who he taught in mystery schools in Crotone, Italy, and he taught about reincarnation, and his students were Aristotle, Socrates, and later Einstein and Kepler, as well as others embraced his philosophies. He said that we go from one life to another life with these names, and we're the ones who understand our evolution. So our names are these sacred codes, our designs of our being, our beingness, as we are walking this earth. And when you change your name, it's huge, darling. It's huge. Just know what you're doing.
This is such great information, and some of the other questions we have, because of course we have people that type into the show and, you know, they're too shy to come online, which is perfectly fine, because your questions are just as valid and always exciting for us to see. But people ask questions about their address, their home address, or even their building or business.
Yeah.
And also
that's the consciousness of where you're sleeping, where you're creating, where you're finding time to ruminate, meditate, where you're in your activation, where you're also partnering with your spouse or loved ones or your children or your family. This is a foundation of God that has been created for you, by you, as well as it's to embrace it. But yes, it's very important to understand what this vibration is.
And then what about phone numbers? Is it the same thing when you're choosing your phone number, your business phone number, your home phone number? Is your phone number important?
Yes, because when I was given my phone number, I had a choice of all these numbers when I walked in the store years ago. And there I was, and I was doing numerology right there in the store in front of the person of the numbers. And everybody was like looking at me. And then I said, yes, this is the one, 323-384-1333.
Somebody that's getting married, somebody that is having a baby, somebody that is moving into a new house or moving into a new office or choosing a phone number or just wanting to know how they can navigate challenges or what their year is going to be like or the unfoldment of their life, how does somebody work with you and find you?
Well, they can find me through my telephone number, which comes out to a 336, which is the teacher of teachers, the Christ, Buddha, Sattva, consciousness, the Venus energy. And I chose that number for a reason, because it's also a vibration of humanity and working with people and being of service to them in any way that I can. 323-384-1333. And then there's my website, julianmichael.net. Also, my email is soulmagic@hotmail.com. Then I have also my Facebook, Julian Michael, and my wisdom that goes out every day on my group, Numerology Pearls of the Day, as well as my Twitter, Julian Michael 11, and I'm on Skype, and I'm on FaceTime, and I'm just expanding, darling, as we all are in 2014, going beyond the stars and the heavens and beyond.
All right. We just dropped Nicole, I think.
So everybody
Nicole
that is listening to this call should be reaching out, right? Absolutely.
So I'm just going to bust in here quick. And so I muted Sharon. I didn't quite hear the wrap-up there. I might have been busy screening or something. So I don't. You guys were done with Sharon? Or?
That's a wonderful question for Julian. Were you done with Sharon? I think that he shared with Sharon.
I
was listening to Sharon talking about her photography and talking about who she is.
And
he told her to dance and do all this.
Okay. I just didn't hear and you know what I mean? And I was busy screening and stuff too. So there's one other person did call in late here, and I think they say that you're waiting for them to call or something, Nicole. Name is Patricia.
Patricia, oh my goodness, what a great pleasure. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Nicole. Hello.
Welcome to the show. I'm so thrilled you called in. So just for those that are listening, you talk about vibration to vibration, and we talk about my favorite people on the planet. Patricia is one of my favorite people on the planet, and so is Julian. So I feel like I'm in the middle of a rainbow bridge at the very moment here.
Thank you.
I know you've never had the opportunity to actually energetically connect with Julian, and I'm so pleased that you're going to get to do this, you know, over the airwaves, and he is just such a gem, and I look forward to connecting you in person. But this is one of the most beautiful spirited people I know, Patricia, who's calling, and I'm so happy to hear your voice today. It's so wonderful. So I am going to take no time away from you, and I'm going to let Julian share his magic with you.
All right. Thank
Hi, Patricia.
You so much.
How are you doing?
I'm good, Julian. I'm really excited to propose an interesting contemplation.
Oh, I love propositions of contemplation, darling. Yes,
oh,
and what is your birth date as we are in this proposition?
Yes, I am 8/20/1962.
Ah, 8/20/1962. So you're an 8, a 2, a 9. Ah, another Christopher Columbus, Patricia Columbus, running around in the neighborhood of God's playground known as Mother Earth.
Check this out. Yes, check this out. Listen, I'm running around with another Christopher Columbus whose name is Deepak, and he was born at 1/8/1962. We're looking for some retreat centers for his Vedanta spiritual holistic retreat center. And what we're curious about is, could you possibly look at our composite, our compatibility? He is the creator, the owner, the visionary, and I would be coming in as a consultant to help bring about what would be like an Esalen type holistic retreat center.
Well, in regards to relationships, what we do, Patricia, is we take the fourth energy, which is known as your life path pin number, and you're a 1, and Deepak is a 9. 1 and 9 is 10, which is a 1, but you have that 19 there. So the both of you really support each other's journeys together, as well as you really bring it to the table. You call each other on your stuff. You're not afraid. You're fearless in your dealings, not only with each other, but with people. And together, you have a very strong relationship in regards to wanting to make a difference and waking people up to themselves, for them to be leaders as well as visionaries. Yes?
Yes.
The challenge is we take the fourth energy, which is your 1, he's a 9, and we subtract that, and 1 from 9 is an 8. So the challenge here is for you to be organized and disciplined in your work together, to really understand what your vision is, and not to fly away, not to lose faith and trust in what is happening and what is ahead, because there will be challenges, and there will be challenges by others as well. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you
and there
speak,
already
can
have
you,
been. Yes?
Well, we're really just beginning the exploration now, and you know, I'm curious, could you speak to what a 9-person like Deepak is and what a 1-person is like
mm-hmm.
I am, so we can
mm-hmm.
identify these things?
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Oh, I was just saying, if you were to identify what a person who is a 9 is, can you speak to that?
Well, a person who's a 9, it's one of the vibrations that is so loving, so compassionate, so caring for humanity, and yet it's challenging. Why? Because the 9 has all the vibrations in it from 1 through 9. So it's carrying a lot of this frequency and energies. And not only the positive aspects, but also the challenging aspects, the ignorance that is there. So the 9 always is a person who comes from a place of this love energy. But in order to get there, they themselves had to let go, emotional release, forgive. They had to change paths. They sometimes even had to reestablish themselves and their identities. Yes?
Yep.
Very
intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Very forthright. Lots of integrity. As well as hopefully they are doing some yoga or Pilates or something like that in order to keep their bodies together, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Because the 8, and not only for Deepak, but also everyone out there who also was born in August or born on the 8th or the 17th or the 26th, or their year comes out to an 8 or their fourth energy comes out to an 8. If you look at the 8, it's all about circulation. It's a circulation of the blood in the body, because each vibration also has a challenge to it. And the 8th vibration's challenge is the blood and the circulatory system. So it's very important that 8s walk, that they do some sort of exercise, or they themselves can have circulatory problems. Yes?
So since the 8 would be our challenge, that we could then assume that it's important that we stay in movement, that we stay healthy,
yes.
that we're doing yoga and breath work
yes.
and all that kind of good stuff.
Yes,
can
and
you
not only that, also because Deepak was born on the 8th as well.
And I'm also born in August.
That's right. So both of you are 8s, and also your challenge is an 8. So it's very important that the both of you do exercise and circulate and move. To keep your minds, to keep your hearts, to keep yourselves clear with yourselves in order for you to connect with that 8 horizontally, that infinite intelligence, that DNA, that energy that is telling not only yourselves, but people who are 8s especially, that they have the right and they have the abilities to change their DNA. Because you're teachers of DNA on another level. Yes?
Interesting. Beautiful. I love that. Can you now speak to the 1? What does a 1 person like myself, what does that mean?
Well, the 1 person also has gone through a lot of things, darling. As you've been told since the very beginning when you were a child, how to dress, how to wear your hair, what to do, what not to do, because the ones are always challenged by others telling them what they need to do. Yes? Yes, right. And that's why you're a 1, because you're here to take what people are telling you, but you're the decision maker. You're a one. Exactly. One. I'm one. Straight line. I'm connected with heaven and earth. I'm the one who is here to understand how to lead, how to take charge. But I can't do it alone. Also, a one is like a reed in the wind. So ones are here to understand how to be flexible and free with themselves as well as with others. Ones are the... In tarot, it's the magician. The magician has a crystal in one hand, and in the other hand, they're pointing towards the earth, the connection with earth and heaven, and the crystalline angelic kingdoms. There's a table that the magician has, and on the table, there is a cup, a book, and a sword. The cup represents that is what you put into your body temple, what you drink as well as the thoughts that are in your head. Because within you is the grail, which is the holy grail. That's what that cup represents. The book is there, which is your life record, as well as when you're in touch with your life record, what is known as your Akashic records also, then you have privy information to other people. And the sword is asking you, Patricia, what is it that Patricia uses to go through the Maya, the illusion of life? What tools does Patricia use for that? And then on top of that, on top of your head of the magician of the one, there's a lemon scat. That's the infinity symbol. And I see it as www.divinedomain.com. What you don't have, ask. The ones are here to understand. They're leaders, they're visionaries, but they're also one with the divine. They're one with the gods. They're here to understand how to be fearless more than anything else, but also they're magicians. They can create from nothing. And that nothingness is asking, and asking what you don't have on that table. And that's your gift. Blessings, darling.
Oh, wow, Patricia. Amazing. So I wish we can keep you, Julian, here all day long. And we love having you on this show. Absolutely saying bring it to bed. We love having Julian, and we will continue to have him on. If you did not have an opportunity to have a reading today, please call him, reach out to his website, let him know you were listening on this show. Get his newsletter, his daily wisdom pearls, which are just fantastic. And it's funny because I met someone today who just said, oh, I'm big follower of Julian's, and so just, I mean, everybody should be aware and awakened to this information, and so it's always such a pleasure and such a joy. I love that we blew out the energy system here and all the computers where we're at, and it's so lovely to be together. And Chris, it's so wonderful to have you on the show with us today, my 111 angel girl. it's always such a privilege and pleasure. So for everybody listening, Julian and I both wish you the most incredible 2014, and stay tuned. We've got some incredibly exciting guests coming on, and then Julian is going to make a special appearance on Hourglass Bride as well and help people pick their wedding dates and as far as their future names. And so we're just going to keep him in tow here because we just love his energy so much. And for all of those that called in today, you just, what a beautiful year you have unfolding. I love that www.divine, what was that? DivineDomain.com. Just ask for what you want. And we should all go to www.divinedomain.com and ask for what we want in the universe, because 2014, as Julian said, is the year of the seven. It's the year of the magician. It's the year to access all of the internal magic and the magic from above and be connected like the chandelier to source and just download everything that you need, everything that you want, everything you envisioned. And even with the challenges, just be aware of them He's given you incredible tools, and if you want more information, please reach out to him. He is so accessible and so generous with his time and talent, and let him do a full reading. Let him really go in. And we wish you, both of us are here wishing you a happy, joyous, and magical and incredible 2014. So thank you, Julian, for being on our show. Thank you all, and we look forward to seeing you next week on Unlimited Life with Nicole Brandon.